produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Tandwe Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. The name of our program is called Uncede On End Dizanati. This show is produced by Kayla Paget, and welcome to the broadcast today. It is a wonderful day, a day that the Lord has made. Therefore, we are rejoicing and are glad in it. It is the day, an hour of praise. You know, when we say that it is a day that the Lord has made, therefore, we are rejoicing and are glad in it, meaning that you declare with your mouth, you say it with your mouth, that this is the day, and therefore we are rejoicing. You decree it and you declare it. And as you step out of your bed each day, as you open up your eyes, realizing that it's a new day, you need to raise your voice and say, holy unto your name. It is a day that the Lord has made. City, glory unto you, Lord Jesus. Hey, the one who is, who was, who is to come, the one who died for us, the one who said it was finished when he hung on the cross. It is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. This is Pastor Tandwe Nyoni from the Radio Network, United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. Today, our scripture reading is found on Isaiah 60. We'll start from verse 1, then we'll just stop where the Lord last fixes a corner. But just before we start, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are holy, you are wonder, you are love, you are the great I am, you are the beginning and the end, you are the creator of the universe. Baba, esu muntu ophilayo ophefumulayo emhlabeni, sithi bayede nkosi yezulu. Sibangaza ubukhulu bakho, sibangaza ubukhulu, sithi sibunguza nokwenzisa kwezandla zakho, sibunguza Nkulunkulu, sithi bayede Nkosi yezulu, sithi akekho ofana nawe, sithi sihambile kulo mhlaba. Hey Jesus, andeme shalamata, siwubonile umhlaba kathi akekho esihlangane wafana nawe. Searched all the world, ashule umhlabeleli athi we search all over, couldn't find nobody. Set high and low, Jesus, but couldn't find nobody. Best I see, nobody great, Jesus, you are holy, Lord. Nobody great. Nobody greater than you. Hey, Jesus. Hey, as we start this show, this day, this hour, this process, we say, Lord, Bayete, you are welcome. Nobody great, Jesus. Nobody great. Nobody greater than you. Hey, Jesus. Nobody great. Boy, nobody great. Nobody greater than you. Hey Jesus, hey Jesus, hey. Ah, it is a day that the Lord has made. I was still saying, Bazalwane, let us pray so that we can read our scripture for today. Baba ungumvini ungusonini umadidi umenzwe into zonke siyalibonga leli thuba siyalibonga leli dagama sithi bayede Nkosi yezu siqala ku verse 1 when we start reading Isaiah 60 sithi baba hamba nathi masiqala lengoma siqala lengoma yeculo siqala lengoma yeshumo yentshubayela siqala lengoma uNkulunkulu of preaching sithi bayede. Thank you for this hour, thank you for this day, in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 60, bazalwana, let's read. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Okay, let's just start there. Verse 1. Let's pause. Analyze it, each word and each verse as we read it. Arise. They just said, arise, shine, arise. When it talks about arising, it's about you need to stand up. It's about you need to from the position, maybe you've been sitting for the long time, but God is saying to us this day, arise. Not only do you arise, but you shine. You know, when something shines, it means it's been polished. It means it's been washed and cleaned. Something that shines, it means it glows and it comes out. It becomes that which you have created to be. Arise and shine, for your light has come. For your light, God talks about your light, meaning each and every one of us has a light in the inside of them. You have your own light that you are shining onto this world. I have my own light, you have your own light. You need to shine. You rise first, you shine, then your light shines. You know, when light shines, yo, Jesus, everybody sees. There's something about light. There's something about light. For some of us, we are in South Africa. For those of us in South Africa, we know load shedding. Load shedding in South Africa, it has to do when our electricity supplier, Eskom, that is, it switches off electricity at some points in the day or in the night. And during that time, it's just darkness. And darkness has never been good for anyone. But darkness and light worked together. Because where there is darkness, light is needed. So when you shine and your light comes, you shine in darkness. The world is dark. So the world needs you and me, whose light is in the inside of them. That needs to come out and it shines so that there's light. Light in this world. I'm reminded of the scripture where Jesus Christ talks about that we are the light of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. That a light can never be under the table. The light and the lamp needs to be on top of a table. Then it brings light. It removes. It destroys or ibulala ubumnyama. That's not good English, but it kills darkness. It's not good English, but you understand my point. Then let's go. Then it says, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord. There's your light, then the glory. What is glory? In this case, I can say it's the anointing, the power of God that rises upon you. Upon you, the light has come. Rise, your light has come. Then it continues. It says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. In fact, let's just look at both verse 1 and verse 2. Though both verses are almost like married to one another, because verse 1 talks about arising and talks about the light that is in you that needs to shine. Then it talks about the glory of God that covers you. Then the verse 2 says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, meaning good, the earth that we're living, it's dark. Remember, I was talking about load shedding, the darkness issue, electricity supply issue, that darkness. It covers the earth. But this time, when the darkness we're talking about is the darkness from the enemy, the darkness from evil, the darkness from the things that are bad that are happening on the earth. But God says his glory will rise upon you, will shine upon you, meaning Guti, and his glory will be risen upon you, meaning that you become a solution unto the world. The glory of the Lord, when it rises upon you, you are a solution as a child of God. Arise. The Gentiles shall come to your light, the kings to the brightness of your dawn. Jesus, some versions say to the brightness of your rising. As you rise, as you shine, as you take your position in the kingdom of God, as your light shines out, there are people who will come to you for solutions. There are people who will come to you because you are serving humanity. Mzalwane, I don't know who am I talking about. What is your purpose? What is the light that God is referring to? What is the light that he endows you with his glory so that you shine so much that the world benefits from you? What is it that is in your hand that God has given to you for you to share with the world? Because there is something about each and every person whom God has given authority, whom God has given a right and a purpose and something in their hands to come and deliver and serve the world. What is it that you have in your hand that the world needs so much that you need to arise for? Itila, the Gentiles, people who don't believe God, people who've never heard about Jesus Christ, people who still have to be preached to, they will come to your light. It talks about kings as well. They will come to your bright kings, people who are in authority, who are ruling. As you are rising, they come. to your light. Lift up your eyes all around and see. Then all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be a nest at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels. Okay, before I go to this verse, let's just pause here and go back. It will lift up your eyes. That is verse 4. Lift up your eyes around you and see. Meaning that God wants you to be aware. Not only are you rising, but be aware what is happening around you. Look, look, look. Lift up your eyes. Beg, see. All gather together. They come to you. Your sons. There are people that you did not give birth to in the natural sense, but there are people that you influence in the spirit. Then they become your sons and your daughters. But the Bible says, yeah, they come from afar. And as they come, they don't only come empty-handed. They come with their gifts. Jesus, then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The wealth of the Gentiles. Abantu abangasondi abangamazi uNkulunkulu bazoletha ubucebo bakho kwena. As you arise. I don't know who am I speaking to. I don't know who am I speaking to. As you arise, as you shine, as the glory of the Lord rises upon you, the Gentiles and the kings will come to your rising. And as they come, as you look, even the wealth of the nations will be coming to you. Multitudes of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephrah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the folks of Kedah shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Lebaoth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Amen. Bazalwan. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God. Somebody out there needs to rise. This may mean myself as umfundisi. This may mean you as a born-again child of God. Or just that person who hasn't risen yet, who doesn't even understand what I'm speaking about, who has not even received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But the point I'm gathering out here, arise, arise, arise. There is so much that is depending on us arising. People from all over the world, they are coming to your light. Gold, silver, incense, you can think about it. Everything is coming to you as you arise. And in your arising, God will be glorified. Our Lord, our God and Savior, Lord and Savior, will be glorified. I'm going to ask a question. What is it that you have in your hand? Who am I speaking about? You know, this verse, Isaiah 60, Amplified Version, it talks about come out of depression, come out of a bad situation and arise. I was just reading the new NIV version. It doesn't have those elements like Amplified. But as I'm starting to think, hurry, this verse may be talking about the categories of people. It could be people who have stopped doing the will of God for their lives. It could be people who have forgotten of who they are in ministry. It could be people who have been discouraged, or somebody who has like given up. Because sitting down and not doing anything, it's like when you have given up completely. But now let's all start imagining. I'm trying to imagine somebody out there in this world who you used to write books. You used to preach in churches? Are you used to teach in schools? You used to be a doctor, probably a nurse, a lawyer, whatever qualification that you have, used to be very functional in your role in the community. But somehow things happened, something happened that caused you to stand, that caused you to die in yourself, that caused you to give up, kind of, to be depressed, not to see value in your life anymore. I'm talking to that person who almost says, but is it possible, after so many years, after so much trauma and pain, is it possible for me to come back again and be alive? For some reason now, I'm just thinking about a musician. In my mind, I just picture somebody who was once a well-known musician, and something bad happened, or deals happened, something bad really happened in their lives, and they just almost gave up. And maybe they've given themselves up to alcoholism and drugs and everything, and nothing looks brighter anymore. They don't see the light that we are speaking about right now. But God is saying, even to that person who has lived in darkness for so long, they can come out. Shine. Arise. Arise. Sukuma. Arise. Shine. Shine. For God's, the light, your light shines upon you and His glory covers you. Sukuma ntombazana. Sukuma dadwethu. Sukuma mntanasekhaya. Sukuma. Sukuma. Sukuma my brother. Sukuma. The light of God shines upon you. What is born of God overcomes the world, even our faith. I know, esumfundisi, I've had moments in my very own life where I had thought, you know what, akusenzeki. But God, with His genuine love and mercy, uzoloku akubuyiselana emuva, akubuyisikhumbuza amavesi, athi, what is born of God overcomes the world. And there are plans that the earth, thina bantu sinayo emhlabeni, but it is His plans that will flourish at the end. It matters not ukuthi sidlula kuphi. I mean, khona lo mhlabe lelo nokuthi sidlule ezintweni ezinzima kodwa njalo siyanqoba. I tune in my echo that good, but sidlule ezintweni ezinzima kodwa njalo siyanqoba. Lithi sidlula ezintweni ezinzima kodwa njalo siyanqoba. Think about it, mntana sekhaya. Even in a dungeon, in that dark space, in that depressive state where you think that thing in Kulmangayo, that light is impossible. You think, maybe, man, that music deal, that possibility, it's impossible. Yeah, it's impossible with me and you, but what is born of God overcomes the world. What is impossible with me and you, what is impossible with a human being is very highly possible with God. So it's all about believing. Buyela buya 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 touching tambo buya buya come back touching tambo yeah take that rope of grace tata a rope your hope nyuka phuma kulo mgodi nyuka ngentambo uyophuma to the marvelous light and start glorifying the Lord, because when the glory of the Lord, the light of the Lord shines, then the glory is risen upon you. Let it allow God to raise you from that dungeon. Mvumele umangcola kepe lo mgodi as I speak right now, in the name of Jesus. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Many are the plans in the man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Let us pray, bazalwane. I want to pray for us. Babe egameni lenkosi Jesu sibongizukela phuma namhlanje uthem ezini lakho izwi aliphumi lingawenza ngomsebenzi. Kudade wethu kumfowethu. Ku wonke umuntu emhlabeni olalela ivoice kaThandi wenyoni, through your voice, Nkosi Jesu, may healing permeate in our spirits, minds, and bodies. May everyone who has given up, Nkosi Jesu, athi angisasiboni isidingo sokwenza, angisasiboni isidingo sokuphila. But Nkulunkulu ngezwi ngaphansi kwamazi afundiwe namhlanje athi arise and shine, for your light has come. Hey Jesus, for the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Ma abantu Nkulunkulu siyathandaza baba namhlanje ngalo mzuzu. May the power that raised Christ from the dead raise us. Mabavuke Nkulunkulu makusukunywe Nkosi the army. Jesus, ngasho ngakhumbula iami kaIsrayeli kuIsaiah Ezekiel 37, ngakhumbula iami emaseyithatha umsebenzi, seyimathatha iposition. I pray for that young lady, that young boy, that young guy. Hey Jesus, I pray for that man of God, that woman of God, that lawyer, that father, that mother. I pray for that granny. I pray for that grandfather. I pray, Lord, for that person who had said in their hearts, it is finished, that they are done, ngokuphila. But today they are saying, Jesus, the fire of God, the anointing of God, that grace Christ from the dead is raising them from the spirit of depression, is raising them from the spirit of hopelessness. This morning, this day, this evening, this hour, at this juncture, we say, thank you, Lord, for raising us up. Thank you, Jesus, for taking us out of the dungeon. Thank you, Lord, for healing our hearts and our souls and our bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, we cover ourselves. We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. For God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have an everlasting life. Baba, we are holy. There is no other. And the stone which the builders rejected has finally become the chief cornerstone, in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, Bazalwan. Wow, Jesus. Wow, because we are holy, Lord. Just before I sign out, Bazalwane, important prayer, an important invitation. For those of you who have never received Christ as their Lord and Savior, for those of you who have never made a prayer, which goes to just again in this way, I would like to invite you this time, this moment, ukuthwenza umthandazo ukuthi ngilibone izulu emhlabeni nangale ekwasemhlabeni. IBhayibheli lithi uJehova walithanda izwe kangaka waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe, baye lo nalo okholwa yona angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okuphakade. That is John 3:16. Ukuphila okuphakade, it's after life, but there's also ukuphila before death. UJesu Kristu wasifela izono so that we may have life and have it to its abundance. Ukwamukela uJesu it's a prerequisite. It's a necessity. It's a must for a human being. Not only for ukuthi ubone izulu, but nokuthi la emhlabeni okwazi ukuphila, ngoba ukuphila kukuye. So for those of you who would like to pray together with me, just follow on this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Make me your child. Thank you for dying for me. Make me your daughter. Make me your son. I receive you this day, this time, as my Lord and Savior. Ngena enhlizweni yami. Become my Lord and my Savior. And thank you again for being my God. Thank you for dying for us. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. May I pray for you now. Father, you are God. Thank you for each and every person that has received you as their Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for inhlokomo nenjabulo nokudansi nobumnandi bezulu ukuthi abantwana bakho babuyele ekhaya. Thank you for that young man and young lady, that man and woman of God abaphume in the dungeon and received you today. Thank you for that deliverance. Thank you for ubulumko, wisdom that comes from you. Thank you for Ebenezer, egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu, kude kwalapha onathi. Hey, Jesus, you are God and there is no other. Thank you, Lord, for being such a wonderful Father. Besiyoba yini ngaphandle kwakho. Besiyobalela ke, hey Jesus, you are a strong tower. Umphongolo esibalela kuwona, esibalekela kuwona. Kubo bonke uJehova ke kofana nawe. Thank you for being such a wonderful Father. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for loving me as your daughter, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Thandiwe Nyoni, signing out from the United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. Goodbye and God bless.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, glorious greetings again from South Africa in the continent of Africa on your airwaves that you love, Finding My Way Radio. And my name is Benjamin Kuchon, and this is your program, Gloriously Connecting the Destiny of Our Glory in Christ Jesus. Yes, you remember the program called Destined for Glory. Yes, we are at that place of faith again, of believing the God who promised us in his word in Romans 8 and 28, that we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So even as we embrace our program today, Destined for Glory, let's join together in prayer. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for yet another day that you made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And we embrace right now the sacred moment, the holy moment that you've ordained, that we can bow and embrace your word. I pray that the broken seals of your revelation, that is the embodiment of Jesus Christ, be released for every heart that is listening right now. I proclaim your breakthrough blessing in the spirit, in the soul, in the body, in the character, and in the material. And by faith, we receive right now, Father, the power of your word. For you said, you have exalted your word even above your name. So let it be, Father, that whoever receives your word today and hears your word is lifted up from every lowly state and put in the high places of your glory. For you said, the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. So we proclaim liberty over every listener throughout the world today. And we thank you that now we be holding us in the mirror through your word. We are being changed from the same glory unto glory, into the same image. And I pray that there be the change that manifests your glory in the life of every one of your children and your listening people right now. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear listeners, this is the day again where we are continuing with the constructions of heaven in this season that we are living in right now. And I believe all around the world, everything is making way because Jesus is coming back again. Yes, this is what's going on. Everything is making way because Jesus is coming back again. So it's my prayer that you and I today, we receive of his word with the expectancy of knowing that the Lord himself shall return, according to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16. The Bible says the Lord himself shall return with a shout and with a trumpet, the archangel. We shall hear the sound of heaven, and the day we cross shall rise first. We who are alive, the Bible says we shall be caught up together with them in the cloud, and so shall we be with the Lord. And the word continues to say, comfort one another with this word. Oh, even now, in the midst of all that's going on throughout the world, where there might be a cry of, where is our comfort? Our comfort is in that we have received Jesus Christ, who now in us is the hope of joy. You can do the same if you have not yet received Jesus. You can come to the knowledge of receiving Jesus, that when you receive him, he becomes the hope of glory in you. So today, let me salute you with the scripture that I believe ties us together from the four corners of the earth. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, we hear Jesus speaking about the things that are affecting us this day, the things that are happening right now. And he was speaking about the end time prophecy when the disciples were asking him, what shall be the signs of the end? What shall or when shall the end be? And Jesus started telling them from Matthew chapter 24, and he said unto them there, you will see as we read Matthew chapter 24, and he says in verse 6, run up from the warning of verse 4, take heed that no one deceives you. Which means the first caution is that do not be deceived. Do not be swayed by things that are not the truth. Do not be deceived. And he says, well, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. He says, see that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Yes, in the midst of all that we are given throughout the word of God says, the end is not yet. He says, a nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, and various things. Now, beloved, these are the things that we are seeing ourselves across the world. These are the things that are affecting us very closely all over the world, and right here in South Africa, throughout the world, from South Africa to the United States, from India to all of Europe to Australia. There are shakings that are summed up in the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 24. But here is the connection point for you and I today. Matthew, that verse 8 following Matthew 24, he says, all of these things are the beginning of sorrows, or they are the beginning of birth pains. What is this? When he says they are the beginning of birth pains, number one, it says to you and I, heaven is pregnant with something. Heaven has conceived to birth something. And just like a woman who is carrying the baby in her womb, there is the recklessness. But because now it has happened, everything around is being shaken, so that which cannot be shaken may remain. Everything is being shaken. And God is saying, do not marvel at the shaking. Understand what is going on. Heaven is pregnant with something. There is something heaven has conceived. Now the question is, what is this? Because I want you to know, wherever you are, this is the prophetic connection of your breakthrough in this season that we are living in. The question is, what is it that heaven has conceived? And I want to submit it to you that in the book of 1 Timothy and chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, it is the will of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It is the will of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. What does this mean then for us? It means heaven is expecting and has conceived to birth you and I into the nature of who God is. Yes, that's what heaven is expectant of. Heaven is expectant of the souls coming to the knowledge of the truth, the souls coming to salvation, you and I coming to salvation, coming to know Jesus Christ and being saved by His grace. It is the will of God. It is the desire of God. It is the construction of God. It is the birth pains of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why when we go forward with the same scripture of Matthew 24, he says in verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Remember in verse 8, he says, these are the birth pains. It is not yet the end. And then after he says, he who endures, verse 13, he who endures to the end will be saved or shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Which means this end is what the construction and the birthplace of heaven about. It was about the birthing of the souls coming to receive the gospel of the kingdom. So what time is this, my friend? It way to God. Why? For it is the will of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Let me tell you something. When we connect with heaven, that this is what heaven has conceived, then we shall be ready to pray prayers that will forever be guaranteed to be answered. How will you love to pray the prayers that will be answered? Prayers that you know that I'm not doubting, I'm not speculating. It is sealed, it is guaranteed. Here are the prayer and the guarantee. The prayer guarantee is in that when we pray according to his will. That's 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. When we pray according to his will, the word says that he hears us. Oh, hallelujah. God hears us when we pray according to his will, not when we pray according to our fears, not when we pray according to the evil that is going on in the world, not when we pray according to the trouble that's going on. No. Why? Because he said in John 16 and verse 23, he said, I have spoken these things unto you so that in me you might have peace. And he said, in the world you will have trouble. And he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So he says, you cannot pray according to trouble. You've been told that trouble will be there, that troubles will be happening. But in the midst of the trouble, God is saying, I'm looking for an intercessor, like he spoke in Isaiah chapter 60. He says, I'm looking for an intercessor. I'm looking for the one who will connect the will of God, the construction of heaven, and begin to pray that, Father, let your will be done. And we say, what is his will? It is his will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And I want to salute and proclaim a blessing even upon the radio stations like Finding My Way Radio. This radio station is right now broadcasting so that the will of God be made manifest on earth, be made manifest in your life. Maybe you've been wondering, what must I do the will of God? And God is saying to you today, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, receive him, for that is the whole will of heaven. Heaven has conceived that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now the question might arise again in your heart as to how do I do this? This is how we do it. We receive him who is the seed of heaven, Jesus Christ. And you must know, when you are receiving Jesus Christ, it is not just a religious slogan that we shout at Christians. No, no. This is a calculated conception of heaven where God has resolved, God decided that I want to dwell with humanity. I want to get married to humanity. And the only way I can do it is that I go down and take up their nature and I take their state so that now they will receive my nature and my character and my being. And that's why the Bible says God sent for Jesus Christ. When the fullness of time has come, Galatians 1:4 says, when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us from the curse of the law. And when I conclude and say, to release us into the blessing of the grace of God. So that's why God sent Jesus. This is how we commit to do the will of God, to enjoy, to know that I am in the will of God if I'm receiving that which heaven has conceived. So we release a prophetic caution to you wherever you are throughout the world. Listen, if heaven has conceived that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and you and I, if we reject and resist the message of the cross, the message of the love of God, we are pointing a cutting finger to the womb of heaven. We are declaring that heaven has released a sealed door. Why? Because you are still hearing the word of God. You were made by the word of God. You are even held together by the word word of God, but you have not come alive to the word of God by receiving Jesus Christ. Now, wherever you are throughout the world, this is my prayer for you today, that you will open your heart and consider that heaven has conceived that you shall not walk dead in this world, but you shall walk being alive to God. Heaven cannot both be born. That's why he said in the book of Isaiah 66, he says, God will not bring to a place of birthing and shut the womb. No, which means God cannot conceive to do something and cut it short. No, why? Because even if we were overtaken in our faltering, in our sin, in our falling down, Jesus Christ had come, he became sin for us, that we now be made the righteousness of God, which means we are forever having a connection that we can go back to God. Why? Because he has come to be the fulfillment of the desire of heaven, that when God brings to a place of birthing, he cannot shut the womb. Hallelujah. I do believe that wherever you are, there might be a question arising, therefore, what is God expecting me to do about the glorious provision of his Spirit? Before we go into the current of the seed, listen to what God is saying. I believe the words of the prophet Isaiah are the very words that will provision us for what heaven is calling us to be and how heaven is expecting us to be. In Isaiah 60, he says, arise, shine. Oh, yes. This is the time to arise. This is the time to shine. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. You must know now, this is a messianic prophecy brought by the prophet Isaiah, who represented the suffering servant Jesus Christ in his writings. The construction is of the Messiah, of his body, of his suffering, and of his being glorified. And he says, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is written upon you. And then it goes on to say, like I'm working the times that we are living in right now, he says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness shall cover the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Yes, my friend, upon you. This is the time to know that God has released Jesus Christ so that the light of his glory can be your hope for you to arise in the midst of all that's going on throughout the world. The question is, what do we do? He says, arise, shine. What about the darkness? He says, I've already said it, that the darkness shall cover the earth, but when the darkness covers the earth, I, the Lord, will rise upon you. I can assure you prophetically, my beloved, that we have come to a season where there will no longer be the triumphalism of the names of men. We are coming to the place and the season of the kingdom of God, the kingdom that belongs to King Jesus Christ. And in this kingdom, King Jesus is the name that is above all names. Why? Because the Bible says, for God exalted Jesus in Philippians 2 and 9, God exalted Jesus and gave him the name that is above every other name. Why? Because at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that King Jesus is Lord, unto the glory of God our Father. And that's why he says, darkness shall cover the people, but the Lord will arise over you. If the people are covered by the darkness, but the Lord is arising upon you, it means he has now redeemed you from the place of not being God people, but he has now made you the people of God. And that's what we will connect with the character of this seed of heaven called Jesus Christ, whom God has sent for the true seed. him, you and I might be able to commit and fulfill the will of God in the earth. The will of God, which is that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Listen, my friend, this is what it means. That if you and I do not receive Jesus Christ, all the life we think we are living is a lie. Why? Because only by receiving him that we be saved, we come to the knowledge of the truth. Every other knowledge becomes a lie without Jesus Christ. Every other knowledge becomes a lie without Jesus. We can go further to say when Jesus spoke in John chapter 14 and verse 6, and he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And he says, no man goes to the Father but by me. You must understand, if he says, I am the way, it means every other knowledge outside of Jesus is not the way, but it is the destruction, it is the falling, and it is the faltering. And he says, I am the truth, which means every other knowledge outside of Jesus becomes a lie. And then he says, I am the life, which means every other way outside of Christ becomes death. It is the way of death. And he says, no man goes to the Father but by me, which means any other claim of going to God or claim on God or claim on God's faith without Jesus is not truth. It is a lie. It is not of God. You must understand. It is only Jesus. He is not one of the religious leaders. No, he is the Son of the living God. And he is God indeed. Why? Because he came from the Father, and he declared, no man goes to the Father but by me. Oh, but I declare it right now over the airwaves and say to you, Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Yes, I repeat, Jesus Christ is the only way to God. The way of your culture and your tradition will not help you. The way of your religion and your religious rituals will not help you. Nothing of my own intellectual ability will help me. But Jesus Christ alone, he is the way, the only way to the Father. There is no other way that is set by God whereby we may be saved. There is no any other name set by God whereby we have been saved. Save the name of Jesus. You know, I'm excited, my beloved, wherever you are, to know that when you receive Jesus, it is not just a religious thing. Listen, it is a quality of life that you need for your own life. Remember, when he said in Philippians 2:9 that God has exalted Jesus and gave him the name that is above every other name, we are living in this season where knowledge has increased. When Daniel received the prophecy of this time that we are living in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4, the Lord said to him, Daniel, close the book, for these things are for an appointed time, and at that time, knowledge will increase. This is the season where we are in. Many names are branded around. Many names are known and brandished all over the world. God knew that this time is coming. But the Bible says from before the foundations of the world, Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that was slain. And God has exalted him and gave him the name that is above every other name. And in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. What name am I talking about? I'm talking about the name of the diseases in your life. I'm talking about the names of the conditions in your heart. I'm talking about the conditions that might be oppressing your mind. I'm talking about the diseases that might be trying to torment your body. I'm talking about the relationships that the devil might be trying to use to bring stress and strain over your life. The name of Jesus is exalted above the names of those conditions. And you can stand in the name of Jesus and begin to declare, in Jesus' name, I command this to bow. I command this sickness to bow. I command this condition to bow. I command the strife to bow, even in my nation, in my community, in world, in the rulership, in the domains of governance. I command everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God to bow down and yield to the name that is above every other name. I want to bring it to the rounding of my beloved by saying to you, Jesus is the quality seal of heaven that God has sent so that he keeps everything that you and I could ever desire of God, starting with life itself, should only be accessible, attainable, enjoyable, experienced through Jesus Christ and him alone. So I want you to look with me in the book of Colossians as we look at this quality that God chose to create all things through, because it is a quality called Jesus Christ. And I want you to consider these words in Colossians chapter 1. Consider the seed, because we are entering what I believe is a kingdom harvest time, which means that those who are praying, those who are standing in the gap, you are going to rejoice because it's harvest time. No more shall you be trained to pray like you have to create something anew again. No, God is about to show you that your harvest time has come, and it's not by might nor by power, but it is by his Spirit, that whatever we have desired and whatever heaven has conceived shall be brought forth even through our lives. It shall be brought forth. Let's read Colossians chapter 1 as our last scripture for today. You read the prayer of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians, and after he prayed for them, he says, this is how I am praying, because God has delivered us from the power of darkness. And that's where I wanted you to look at it. Isaiah said, darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness shall cover the people. But now in Colossians, after the cross, after Jesus died, we are hearing the message of hope and breakthrough, that in Jesus dying, in Jesus raising from the dead, in Jesus ascending to go to heaven, and in Jesus giving us the hope of his returning, he has delivered us. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, and God has conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. This is where you are called to, my friend. You and I are called to come to connect the kingdom of the Son of the love of God. And he goes on to say, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. This is what we have. These are now the qualities of Jesus as the seed. And I'm saying the seed so that you get ready to harvest. In the midst of the times that we are living in, it's harvest time for the church kingdom. It's harvest time for the sons of God. It's harvest time for the saved. It's harvest time for those who have come into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. He says, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We have it. It's a present, continuous provision and supply from God. We are searching. By receiving Jesus, you are redeemed by his blood, forgiven, and given forgiveness also to walk therein. And then verse 15, what is this that we are receiving in Jesus? We are receiving the very image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Hallelujah. Which means everything that you and I could ever desire, when we pray, we no longer praying or denying it as though the name of Jesus is just a slogan to get something. No, we come with the authority that says, I pray in the name of the image of the invisible God. I pray in the name of the firstborn over all creation, which means nothing in the horizontal sphere of creation can inhibit my provision from God. Why? Because I come in the name that cannot be limited by any anything that is created. Why? Because he is the firstborn over, not the firstborn of creation. Know that he is the firstborn over all creation, which means that creation was finished first in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Creation was finished in him, and he was exalted by God to be the standard of whatever will claim the image of the Creator. If you and I are to claim the image of God, Jesus is the only way. Why? Because in him, the creation of God, the creative virtue of God, was finished and sealed by him, as we told verse 16. He says, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities and powers. All things were created through him and for him. It means he's the seed in everything that you're praying about. So what do? Your prayer now, arise, shine, and throw in your prayer of intercession as the sickle to harvest the goodness of God out of the Son of His love. This is your portion, my friend. This is my portion. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His mind until we meet again on Destined for Glory, right here on Finding My Way. God wish you, bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Shalom around the world, kingdom blessings and abundant love from yours truly, the real Dr. Rich. Kingdom greetings to you, CEO and visionary Caleb Padgett. Thank you so much for all that you do to advance the kingdom of Yahuwah. And please, my sisters and brothers, my brothers and sisters, don't allow the name Yahuwah to catch you off guard or to twist or turn you around. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, yes, I'm speaking in his, I'm calling him by the Hebrewic term, and that's Yahuwah. And so I'm thankful for CEO and visionary Caleb Padgett and her entire, and our entire Finding My Way family. Shalom to you around the world. So today, for Candid Conversations, the real Dr. Rich just wants to share a few nuggets that I believe will bless you on this journey in life that we call kingdom right here, because it was our Savior, Yeshua, the promised Messiah, who prayed the prayer and modeled it before the disciples. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So it's all about Yahuwah's kingdom. It's about kingdom citizenship. And so it is my endeavor to encourage you, even as Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it was the Apostle Paul who so eloquently penned this passage of scripture, and these two that I'm going to highlight right now before I get into my primary text. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahuwah, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the daily renewing of your mind. Now, I added that word daily just to put a little bit more emphasis on the how, you know, often, you know, we can't just renew our minds on Sunday or in my case, which is typically a Saturday, the Sabbath, when I take extra time to enter into the presence and rest of Yahuwah. So listen, worship is an everyday, it's a daily practice for me. However, there are days that we set aside to specifically and intentionally become intimate with our Father. Now, it may be more than one day, but I'm just saying there, for many of us, we have a specific time set apart. So Paul is telling us that we have to renew our minds. And I wanted to say daily that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, not permissible, but perfect will of Yah. So listen, when I quoted the second verse from Romans chapter 12, that was a conjunction, meaning that Paul, the apostle, was not finished with his thought. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service. And, verse 2, and be not conformed. So while we're doing that, while we're presenting our bodies as living sacrifices, and you all know as well as I do what a sacrifice is, you know. And so sacrificing is challenging for many of us. A sacrifice, you know, is what Abraham did. He felt like he was going to have to sacrifice his son Isaac as a sacrifice unto Yahuwah. So let me give you the textbook definition. Sacrifice, an act of slaughtering an animal or person or surrendering a possession as an offering to Yah or to a divine or supernatural figure. So we're not going to get into the divine or supernatural figure, but I wanted to highlight what sacrifice meant. And so when Paul is speaking, he is definitely speaking to us as, you know, sacrificing that flesh, you know, giving up that flesh, giving up that those things that we partake of in the flesh. And Paul made it abundantly clear that this is what we are to do. We are to sacrifice those things that are of the flesh to present our bodies in a pleasing way that's holy. And holiness is not something that you can pretend to be. Holiness is that part of us that we are more like Yeshua, that we are more like Yahuwah, meaning that the flesh does not overrule the spirit. And it was also the Apostle Paul who discussed at length in detail how the flesh wars against the spirit man. So it would behoove us as followers, as kingdom children, as the royal priesthood, to feed our spiritual selves and to continue to do daily checks to make sure that we're not falling more in line with the world's ideologies and concepts, which brings me to my main scripture for today. Yeah, I do have a main scripture for today. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning with Yah. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Oh my goodness. So where I am talking today about us being that light. Yes, being the light to the world. And if we're not walking in the authority that Yahuwah has given us through his son, Yeshua, then we're doing a disservice to the kingdom. And let me tell you, don't be confused, because some of us in the family of believers, and I mean whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're Islamic, whatever you are, if, let me tell you this, let me put this, if you're conforming or compromising the word, whether that be the Torah, whether that be the Old and New Testament, whatever it is, if we're compromising what our Heavenly Father has already commanded and even completed through his son, Yeshua, our Savior, then we're doing a terrible disservice. And I can tell you right now that our light is not shining. I want to take a moment to give you just an example. Let me tell you something. When you are living to please Yah more than you are living to please man or to please your flesh, then when you arrive on the scene, it's just like being in pitch black darkness, and you can use your telephone, you can use your cellular device, you can use a small or mini flashlight. And when you turn that flashlight on or you use that app to shine that light from your phone, of course, there will be no darkness in that area. And we, similar to those lights, should be able to expose darkness. Let me tell you what I mean by that. When you arrive on the scene, sin should not be more prevalent, hallelujah, than holiness. I'm telling you this. No, and I'm going to tell you another thing. When we have read our word, there's a passage of scripture where there was a demoniac, is what they have referred to him in one of the synoptic gospels. And this demoniac recognized Yeshua, and Yeshua had that light. He was the light, the promised light, the Messiah. He arrived on the scene, and that demoniac said, "Yeshua, why have you come to torment me before my time?" And so they recognize, and similar to that demoniac, so it doesn't matter what type of darkness is on the scene. That darkness should be fleeing once you have arrived, once you are on the scene, once your presence has been made known. And it's not just about you, but it is the light that you carry. Let me tell you that Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 reads, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel." Now that's a fire. I'm adding that, so that's my little dry humor. "But on a candlestick." So the book of Matthew is telling us that when the light is there, we don't hide the light. We don't cover it up. No, we don't, but we put it on a pedestal, on a candlestick, on a lamp, you know, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, women, boys, and girls. And I'm saying that because I want you to know it's not so much just about men, but it's about the whole world, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So listen, we won't take credit for the light. No, we won't. But people, men, women, boys, and girls from any walk of life, any background, any, no matter where they're from, no matter what their socioeconomic background is, they should recognize light. Because if there's any form of darkness in them, they recognize light. And either they'll be drawn to the light. Yeah, let me tell you, some we can think of certain scenarios where, you know, individuals, or even we can talk about a newborn infant who has been in his mother's womb for 9 months or more. And, you know, he's been in complete darkness inside being nurtured. But once he's birthed into the womb, light is something new. It's something different. It's something innovative. And, you know, the infant becomes accustomed to that light, whereas previously he or she was in total darkness. But then you have, I can compare it to, let's say this,
bats or roaches who love darkness, you know, and light is offensive and they're apprehensive to accept light. We'll meet people in this life who are similar to bats. We will meet individuals who are similar. Listen, I am, don't become offended. This is just my analogy and a simplistic way of me saying it, but similar to even the roaches, you know, that Yah created. They run from the light, and we'll meet individuals who are not as receptive, who are not as welcoming to you being a light bearer, being a bearer of light, being a bearer of the good news of Yeshua, HaMashiach, yes, the promised Messiah. So I am just sharing this candid conversation because we as believers need not to conform to the world. We need not to water down or compromise who we are to please our flesh or to please those who are around us. Now listen, it is neither our right to look down or condescend or in a condescending manner upon others, because it is with love and kindness that Yeshua drew us to himself for his Father. And so with that same love and kindness, we are to reach others. And let me tell you something. We have to do it outside of the four walls, outside of the brick and mortar. Yes, we are to gather together. That's a beautiful and wonderful thing. That's a beautiful concept. But I want to remind us that we have to go out and allow the light to be seen in the world and not to be insecure, not to be ashamed, not to be won over by the world. And even those carnal, quote-unquote, Christians who believe that it's okay to compromise Yah's word, who believe that it's okay to partake in sinful behaviors and to commit high treason against our Heavenly Father. It is definitely not okay. It is not okay for us to have his perfect will available to us, but yet we choose his permissive will. So I am just excited about what Yah is doing in the lives of his children. Let me tell you, and I want to reiterate it again, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercy, bowels of mercy, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. So listen, I want us to be candid today. Let's have a conversation about our need to be dependent upon nicotine, to be dependent upon any substance to have us to feel better about ourselves, or to not be able to face our giants, or to properly and adamantly and boldly speak to our mountains to move. But because of life's circumstances, because of our experiences that were damaging and hurtful and ultimately painful and detrimental to our purpose and our destiny, we have allowed those things to damage and fragment our relationship. But listen, this is an encouraging word from the Apostle Paul. Let's present our bodies as living sacrifices. Let's not live our best lie, L-I-E, but let's truly and wholeheartedly live our best lives. Does that mean we're going to be perfect in this world? No, and we don't have to continue to explain to people that we're not perfect. Anybody in this world who has had an opportunity to live any amount of time know that we all make mistakes, but it is disheartening and disturbing when we willfully commit iniquities and sin and just, you know, flippantly disregard Yah's Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives to help us to overcome these challenges, to help us to heal from our pains so that we don't make a mockery of him. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Let me tell you something, holiness. Now, I'm not going to tell you that sin, necessarily specific sins, will send us to hell, but it will definitely separate and sever and strain our relationship with our Heavenly Father. He turned his back on our Savior because of sin. A holy Father cannot look and dwell in an unclean temple. The two cannot coexist. It's like oil and water. There's a separation of the two. It's our reasonable service unto him. And we can't be conformed to this world. When we conform ourselves to the thoughts of this world, to the mannerisms and actions of this world, we compromise that light. That light is not as bright. That light is not as clear. It does not bring up. It's just kind of like, let me say this. When we allow ourselves to compromise the holiness factor, when we allow ourselves to compromise the not only the holiness factor, but the perfect will of Yah in our lives, then that light is dimmed a little bit. It's almost like you have a 75-watt bulb, but it's the light that it's giving or providing is at a 20-watt or less. Means it's there, but it's dim to a certain degree. It's not as beneficial as we would like for it to be. This is a great word today. I'm so excited because I feel it. I feel the correction and the conviction, not the condemnation. And Paul goes on to say, he brings another conjunction, and he says, but, listen, he's telling us not to be conformed to this world. But, and I'm adding this, but instead, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I have to renew my mind. You know, there's so much in society, whether it's television, whether it's audio, whether it's just being in the world and seeing things with our eyes that transpire in the workplace, on social media, in ministry. You know, we see things that contaminate us. But we're going to renew our minds because we're infiltrated. Our minds and our hearts are infiltrated by all of this sin, all of these things that come against the kingdom of Yah. So it would behoove us and it would be wise of us to renew our minds through prayer and the pleading of the blood of Yeshua, the shed blood that was offered as a propitiation for our sins, not only your sins, but my sins, not only my sins, but your sins, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable. Let me tell you something. Cain slew Abel because his offering was not acceptable. It was unacceptable to Yah. And let me tell you something. Some of us become upset because Yah has dismissed or has not accepted our gift because he knows that that's not our best. And we will become angry because we can see the blessing on someone else's lives. We're being blessed as well, but to have our offering to be rejected. And yes, please go and read your word because Yah doesn't accept any and everything. He loves all of us. But what I'm saying is when we know that we're not doing our best, we sin and we willfully sin, but we don't even feel compelled or the unction of the Holy Spirit because we're resisting him to go and repent. Yes, to cry out and to ask him to help us to overcome this particular thorn, if you will, this particular vice, if you will, because if we're nervous and we're fearful because the word says specifically and unapologetically that Yah has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and soundness of mind. So if he didn't give us that spirit of fear, then of course it comes from somewhere, maybe some traumatic experiences, maybe just us, you know, experimenting because we wanted to be a part of the in crowd, the cool people, the acceptable people. And so we tried something not realizing that we were going to become addicted. And so when we became addicted, it's now a habit. And it's not a habit that glorifies Yah. And now we're so dependent upon that vice that we don't trust and rely on on Yah and his promises. And so I want to say to you, and I want to encourage, before I pray, I want to encourage you to seek him, because he is a deliverer. I know him to be a deliverer. Yours truly, Dr. Rich, was a fornicator. I'm similar to Paul. I don't mind sharing my testimony. But at the tender age of 23, even after being molested, even after being psychologically and emotionally abused as an only child, I experienced all of these things, and never once did I blame Yah, never once. But at the age of 23, I realized who I was, and I believe that was the worst day. You thought I was going to say for me? Heck no. It was the worst day of Satan's life for me, because could he have kept me in a state of anger, in a state of rebellion, in a state of just complete treason against my Heavenly Father, that would have been ideal for him, but he couldn't do it. I recognized who I was, and I began to live a life, just as we said in Romans 12, that pleased Yah. I began presenting my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, Yahuwah, which was my reasonable service. And I was no longer conformed to this world, thinking that, yeah, I can commit sin, whatever that sin may have been, gossip, backbiting, lying, stealing, fornicating. I didn't think that was any longer acceptable. I knew the truth, and the truth truly and indeed set me free. I became one who was transformed by the regular renewing of my mind, that I would prove what was that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah. And I'm so very thankful. Again, thank you so much, CEO and visionary Kayla Padgett of Finding My Way Radio, the family. I'm so uber excited and so very thankful for all that CEO Kayla Padgett is doing, and congratulations on being featured in the Spin Awards magazine November and December issue. Congratulations, Kayla Padgett, CEO and visionary of Finding My Way. Father, I thank you for this day, for this is the day that you created. I'm indeed thankful and grateful, eternally grateful for it. I plan, Father, to enter your courts with thanksgiving and to enter your gates with praise, with the praise on my lips. I pray and I speak the prayers of Jabez over those who are listening and who are submissive and obedient to your will, and they show their submissiveness by obedience. Thank you so much for the entire Finding My Way family. Thank you for my husband, Pastor Cedric Dwayne Richardson, and our baby girl, Princess Rhea Camille Richardson. Thank you for the listeners, and I plead the blood of Yeshua over the minds and hearts of those who are connected to CEO and visionary Kayla Padgett, and through our kinship as royal priesthood, brothers and sisters in the kingdom. Shalom, shalom, shalom on this beautiful, beautiful Yeshua's day. He is the Lord. He is the Lord of the Sabbath. And I say thank you. This is my prayer in Yeshua's holy, majestic, matchless name. Join me same time, same place, 2 weeks from today. And don't forget about Ministry Moments with Pastor Cedric and Dr. C. Denise Richardson every other Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And join our baby girl, Princess Rhea Camille, every other Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time for the story time with Princess Rhea Camille. Oh, she does an amazing job. Have your children join her every other Saturday. Kingdom blessings.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.